You forgot, you didn't get to this one while we had Nathan Cleary online. Our texter says, ask Nathan, does he still dance on camera?
He'll never live it down, the TikTok. Oh, boy. Yeah. Look, this is our superstar half hour on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Right now, a bit of focus on the Super Netball. Happy to report that the Swifts have bounced back the last couple of weeks. It's an intriguing weekend because they play the Vixens. And if you haven't followed the Super Netball over the last couple of seasons, the Vixens were wooden spooners last year. They're now 8-2 this year and leading the comp. And the Swifts were last on the ladder just a couple of weeks ago, but now have forced their way back into the top four. So it's a huge game. And when we're talking superstars of the entire competition, you have to talk about New South Wales Swifts co-captain Paige Hadley. And she's on the line right now. Paige, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, guys. Good to be here.
I've got to say, probably at the start of the season, you didn't think you'd be taking on the Vixens as the number one team in the competition. It's an incredible rise by them.
Oh, yeah, obviously, you know, last year, wooden spooners, and then this year, you know, with Lizzie Watson back, the captain for Australia, they're just flying. So, yeah, it's going to be tough this week.
Is there a lot of player movement at the end of seasons, Paige? And what do netball, do you sign for 1 year? Do you sign multiple-year contracts? How's it all work?
Yeah, so there's been a bit of player movement. I think obviously it's going bigger now as netball slowly progresses to becoming professional. And obviously, you know, people can move to make more money. And so this year was the start of a new CPA for the players. So we could only sign a maximum of 2 year deal this year. So most players, I think it's about probably 70% have actually signed 2 years. So they'll be on till the end of next year. And there's about the rest of them are on a 1 year. So it'll be a bit of player movement, but probably not as much at the end of this year. But always at the start of the player agreement, there's always some movement around to kind of, you know, fit those spots and see teams at the bottom wanting to get other players and play teams at the top trying to keep their top players.
And does that player agreement coincide with the fact that now Fox Sports are covering the netball and doing a great job? You can watch every game on Fox or KO.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started at the start of the Fox and KO agreement. So we have 5 years. So we only signed a 2 year player agreement, just still finalising some payment agreements between the parties. So that's why we couldn't sign that kind of 5 year deal. But yeah, Fox and KO have been amazing. Watching every game live, ad break free. It's blown the sport up, and you know the media and the access that we've had to the sport has been incredible over the last few months.
Paige, Swifts won their last two, had to overcome the loss of Sam Wallace round one. That was a big shock to everyone. Are you back to your best?
Oh, look, we're definitely on our way. I think, you know, losing Sam was heartbreaking, and you know the whole way we played in the attack end had to completely change, you know, losing our target shooter. So we've obviously got Sophie Fawns coming in, a young girl from Wagga, and our attack end has changed the way that we play. We're obviously moving circle now. We don't have the height in there just to bomb it in from anywhere. So, yeah, it's obviously changed. It took us a few weeks to adjust to that, and that's tough for us, obviously, coming off the reigning premiers last year. So it was tough there, but obviously the last 3 weeks we've really progressed in terms of our game plan and consolidating that. I think our defence end has been one of the best in the competition. So our attack end has still got a lot to go and to be able to improve. But, yeah, we're definitely on our way, and, you know, 4 rounds to go before finals, and we know every game for us counts now.
Good stuff. Now, of course, it is Commonwealth Games year. You are one of the best players in the country. I mean, are you ticking off the dates now? You're in full countdown mode to Birmingham in July?
Oh, look, I try not to think about it too much. Obviously, you know, it'd be a bloody dream to be there, the Commonwealth Games. But, you know, there's so many amazing talent out there, and, you know, it's not selected for a few more weeks. And, you know, I really want to go back-to-back with the Swifts. So whilst, you know, I'd love to be there on the plane, I think it's a few more weeks before it gets selected. So a bit more netty to play before that team's announced. And, yeah, hopefully, you know, with the Swifts, we can go all the way again in 2022.
All right, good stuff. And, by the way, your match is on Saturday. Remember to vote, Paige. Just throwing that reminder there at the finish there. Yeah, don't forget to vote.
Our manager has already told us to pre-vote because we're in Melbourne. So we've been away, obviously, went to Sunny Coast and then to Melbourne, so we've had to pre-vote. So that's already done, ticked off the list, and now it's all about the netty.
Ah, good stuff. Great stuff. And as I said, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for giving us some of your time. Incredibly popular player, but also incredibly talented. Paige, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Paige.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
We're in the New South Wales Swifts corner, and good luck to Bryony Akel as well. The coach turned things around the last couple of weeks. Big last half hour. Plenty of medical advice. Top commentators might revisit the ScoMo tackle on the poor little boy down in Devonport, but he's made a tough stuff, the kid. He's back, Luca.
Young redhead. Tough as nails.
So your calls on 1300 01 1170, text 0457 736 736. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on this Thursday morning.